Blog Talk Radio.
Don't be timid when you in it, plot it. Love up on it, live alone, need it. I don't want no drip, baby, spray it like it's really cold. Fine, it's spicy, baby, chop up on it. I guess that's why you like it, baby, come and give it. Take the lie, do it, sign it, baby, give it all you got. I'm a sub cookie, baby, get the right job. You texting me, you know I won't reply. Why you ain't fuck with me when I wasn't just fly? Now I'm on top and now I'm riding high. Don't need nobody, but I'll take you down tonight. And now I'm okay with being nasty. Too fucking hot for all these balls anyway. My body tripping, boy, but you gon' have to wait. But when you get it, lick it like a candy cane. Keep your eyes on me, eyes on me, apply. Get it, don't be timid when you in it, fly. Love a bone, live alone, need it. So I don't want no drip, baby, spray it like you need it. Oh, I'm spicy, baby, jump up on it. I guess that's why you like it, baby, come and get it. Take the love, do it, sign it, baby, give it all you got. I'm a sub cookie, baby, get the right side. Pop it, baby, twist it, honey. Do it like you need it, darling. Keep it coming, ooh, keep it running. Leave it messy, go ahead and live in it. Swim up in it, oh, pop it, baby, twist it, honey. Do it like you mean it, darling. Keep it coming, ooh, keep it running. Leave it messy, go ahead and live in it. Swim up in it. Eyes on me, apply. Get it, don't be timid when you in it, fly. Love a bum, live alone, need it. I don't want no drip, baby, spray it like you need it. Oh, I'm spicy, baby, jump up on me. I guess that's why you like it, baby, come and get it. Take the lie, do it, sign it, baby, give it all you got. I'm a sub boogie, baby, get the right spot. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely apply that pressure. What up, y'all? It's your girl, A.O., and we are back on Gossip and Hip Hop. It's so good to be back. How are everybody doing tonight? Am I on here alone? Oh, great. Well, we are here, honey. Gossip and Hip Hop, you know how we do. This is our 10th year and running. We've been with Street Talk Radio for the past 5 years. So this is the new season. What's up, Gray? How you doing?
I'm doing fantabulous. How are you today, love?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you. So what's going on? You know, it's been a lot of, definitely plenty of gossip. Not too much that I've been getting into with the politics recently. I do know elections is coming up, so make sure y'all go out and vote. Not sure who y'all going to vote for in the Pennsylvania area. I don't really care for any of the candidates like that, but... Are y'all voting down there in Texas?
Yes, we are. We're in the midterms. We're actually up for a new governor currently. We have, I'm not sure if you know, Mr. Beto O'Rourke up for governor, and Governor Abbott is still standing strong in his spot. He is determined to not let Beto O'Rourke in. I'm not sure who the other primaries are, but those are the top two right now. And then we have DeSantis out of Florida rerunning for governor there. The midterm elections is going to be, it's a big deal because these are the elections that run up into our next election that will take place as far as the presidency, a new president, whether Mr. Biden is going to stay in office or we're going to have someone else come in.
So let me ask you, are there any of the candidates that you feel as though are good at what they claim they're going to do?
Honestly, that is kind of hard to come by because right now I only see on the Democratic side, I don't really see an able-bodied person that they have running that will be able to take over Joe's spot, that will get the Democratic nomination. Let's say this. While on the other hand, on the Republican side, you have DeSantis. DeSantis is strong in his spot. He's very, very strong. One of the things that we look at is how he just got through this Hurricane Ian, how it tore up Fort Myers in, you know, southern Florida, and how the response was to that. So right now it's kind of rough as far as the candidates they have because between the two parties, the red and the blue, it's really open. The independent party, I really don't see anything there either.
Yeah, I just feel like most politicians, it's too very rare in the between that I actually have like a politician. I'm like, okay, I think they might be worth something. And even when they are, a lot of times it's so layered and complicated once they get inside that things, their agenda probably changes, or if it ever was actually the agenda they claim it was in the first place. But, you know, enough about them losers. We are here on Gossip and Hip Hop, so we really want to get into all the gossip and the tea that's been spilling in the streets of the hip hop industry. We have so many rappers, including Young Thug. Young Thug, Gunna, they got them locked up on RICO charges. It's a whole fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI is coming after all rappers. So if you are like hot right now, you making some money, especially if you a young black male, you better watch your back, baby, because they are coming. Okay, if you
Here's the thing about that, right? The run for these artists, it's coming primarily out of Fulton County, the Fulton County District Attorney, the prosecutor, right? This is the woman that is, now, as you can tell, Young Thug and Gunna, along with a lot of, a couple of more Young Thug artists and the people part of his camp, are being accused of excessive crimes, trafficking, drug trafficking, and murders within the city of Atlanta, and primarily coming out of Fulton County, right? Her thing is she wants to clean up Fulton County. She's tired of the murders and the excessive crime going up, but she's only targeting the artists, okay? When there are plenty more before these artists came into the city. And what's going on? Because it's not just Fulton County. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You also have to take into account that the elections are coming up, and this is why she's doing this, because of the midterm elections and the elections at hand. You know, the prosecutors and the district attorney, they have to be put into their place too. That's a vote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for that vote. You know, the more cases you close and the more people you arrest, especially high profile, that's giving them everything in the world they need as far as climbing up the ladder in their position to get these high profile artists. But the thing about it is, these artists that they have, they're saying that they have all this. This is what these artists did, but they have not produced the evidence yet. They have not produced it. You see, Gunna, all the charges was dropped against him, but he is not being released because they're scared he is going to be released and he's going to retaliate against the witnesses in the whole Thug case. Now, Young Thug's case, even in Young Thug's case, they have not produced any evidence to say he's done these things. In fact, they asked for more time twice, and Young Thug and his legal team has already said, look, we want a speedy trial. By January, we want this to be done. And by January, here we are at the end of the year. This is still going on, right? It's almost the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
and they're asking for more time. So now these individuals are being held without probable cause. They say they have probable cause, but no evidence. No evidence. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to back it. And they're being detained all this time, you know, and nothing against. And this is a high-profile case. This is a high-profile case. So show me where I did this. If you claim I did all of this, you should have had all your ducks in a row and ready for this trial. But they have nothing. They're nothing.
You know, and it goes back to the mid-2000s, back when they were coming after Kim and Jay and, you know, Murder, Inc., and they kind of just were trying to find anything with the groups of people that these artists are around to kind of affiliate them with these crimes that was either going on or used to go on. So it's really nothing new. I feel like the FBI, you know, white America, they really don't like the idea of black guys making a lot of money. But these particular guys are not. I mean, they got a couple dollars, but it's not like they're in their prime as in, you know,
right.
J.C. and Murder, Inc. and all them were at the time. But, you know,
the reason why they're going after Thug is because he's been influential in Atlanta, not only in the music industry. He does. Being a person that I lived in Atlanta for 3 years, right? And I worked heavy in the music industry down there, some of the greats, Future, some of Thug camp, definitely some of 21 Savage's camp. I ran with T.I.'s camp. It's a couple of those camps that I had to run into working with. As you know, I started radio with Ms. Deb Anthony at her radio station. So being attached to her, you get access to a lot of these artists, a lot of interviews, a lot of exclusive things. And some of this stuff is just, you're like, oh, wow, where did they get this from? Oh, wow. But you see these artists, as much as you hear the negative stuff about them, you don't hear the positive things they put into Atlanta. Because Atlanta wouldn't be what it is without these artists laying the groundwork that they've laid.
Right.
It wouldn't be as big as it is.
Exactly. So I want to kind of go back because I was taking notes, and that kind of was a couple weeks back because we just finished celebrating birthdays. Actually, happy belated birthday, Greg. So we are back now in the middle of October. But probably about a month and a half ago, it was a lot of talk about the blogger Wino, who was sued by Cardi B for the $4 million for pretty much talking about her on her blogs, as she do. She's a reblogger. But it was an unprecedented win for artists and kind of changed the game for social media bloggers and DJs and even talk show hosts that talk about celebrities without actually saying allegedly. I always had that habit of saying allegedly, but why not? She's so drunk that she just doesn't. She just goes off the top of her head without really thinking. So now she's moved to Africa, allegedly. Wino. All I know is her name is Wino. I know her. She goes by a different name, but I just call her the Wino. She says she lives in Africa now. The Cardi her coin.
Tasha K.
Tasha K. Yeah, the courts just granted Cardi access to her property, so she's going to start smashing up houses and cars and income that she's making off her YouTube channel to pay that $4 million.
As she should.
Yeah, I don't really care for Wino, because she
did too much.
Nikki, which is fine, but I feel like she, you know, Nikki has a certain a certain vlogger feel, like the Shade Room and certain huge platforms that she pay these people to help spread her narrative, and Wino was one of them. So I say good for Cardi. I'm glad Wino has to pay for all her escapades of lies and allegations and trying to paint a false picture. Before I even get into Nikki, I guess we're going to end up wrapping up and going on a break. Or should I start going into Nikki? I think I want to kind of go into Britney Spears and then Nikki.
Yeah, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and get to it. because we got a lot on deck. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to get into Nicki Minaj Super Freaky Girl Queen mix. Here we go. We up.
She's all
right. Hey, yo. It's the queen mix right here. Miami, Boston, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, then fuck up. Hey, girl. I can lick it, I can ride it while you slipping and sliding. I can do all them little tricks and keep the dick up inside it. You can smack it, you can grip it, you can go down and kiss it. And every time he leave me alone, he always tell me he miss it. He wanna
pink pussy, pink poop, no roof. Made him eat my pussy, leaving no boo. Max status car, fuck the toll and pull up for a check, pussy mobile. Free bitch, legs up, cash too. Niggas eye fuck me when I pass through. See this pussy, you a bad nigga. Can't be broke and be mine. Neck froze, oh yeah, close. I'm a bad bitch, get him for a spin. I'ma eat the pussy, beat the pussy, drill drummer. Big racks, all I'm trying to get from him. Yo, Nick, you the winner. And I'm the princess of this shit and a motherfucking gang member. Gang, gang, got the hammer and the wrench. Why you body that verse like naked, naked?
I'ma take the whole thing if I'm taking a dick. And I got 99,000 steps for making this shit. I see some bitches mini me's and it's making me sick. I'm just the realest bitch you see when naked taking a pic. Barbie, I like all my diamonds dancing. They wanna know if we fucked in a mansion. If I'm in the room, this shit gets sticky. I'm so bad, I could touch myself again. Fuck myself with the cream on top. Ain't wanna fuck all my friends. I'm too rich for an OnlyFans.
Hey, yo, Drillery Clinton.
I'm a very freaky girl, so don't bring me to mama's. I pull up with that blicky sticking out of my Prada. And I ain't going if you broke, so go get you some dollars. I get my own.
You can beat it, but you gotta wear a glove like Mike. You know the dick real good, you be doing it right. I'm fucking doing it, doing it, doing it. Wild here, bitch, blowing up my phone every other night. But I can't argue with no bum bitch. I'm Cool J, take a LL. And I'm too proud to ever kiss and tell. Your nigga spend a 40 right at Chanel. Then I send him back to you like farewell. Boy, he give me left strokes, back strokes. Put that D all down my throat. No bad reflex, I ain't never gon' choke. Badass bitch, I ain't never going broke. F-R-E-A-K, can't mention the freak with that AK. That's my bitch.
How you gon' say no gag replay? They never gon' choke.
Hey, yo, New York.
He wanna eat it if he bite it. I'ma turn around and fight him. I'ma put this pussy on him. Have him sleeping like Nyquil. What's up, daddy? He like mommy. I jack, give me some Biden. I'm like, oh, just keep me flying. Trippin', styling, profiling. Cause these bitches be eaters and bottom feeders. I've been hashtag, fuck them down with Adidas. Bitches on my body cause I follow the leader. Niggas on my body cause I'm high like a heater. Price going up like a car with a meter. Bad little bitty that be feeling a meter. Bad little bitty that be feeding a beer.
Whole lot of money like Nicki and Pia. Keep it 2 cents, bitch, this ain't a meter. I ain't talking Spanish when I say senorita. Tell that bitch ghostwriter, yo, senorita. Oh, you ain't know how Wikipedia. These bitches hungry, the bunch is greedier. These bitches ugly, my bitch is prettier. Horseback riding, I be like giddy up. When I touch a city, painted red like graffiti up. I ain't got a big for sympathy from the media. Idiot.
Yeah, we're back on Gossip and Hip Hop. This is your girl, A.O. I got Grayson on the line with me. We just finished listening to the Queen mix of the Super Freaky Girl remix with Nicki Minaj. I had to look the names up because I know none of these girls other than two. You know, you had JT from City Girls, Bia. I do like Bia. Katie Van.
Uh-huh.
Katie Got Man. You had the Greasy Head, Chocolate. I can't stand that girl. Akbar B, V, whatever. And then you got Malibu Man. So pretty much you got these rappers that are not really, they're not mainstream artists. So like for the outside looking in, you probably think, oh, Nicki's putting on these young girls and putting them on a big platform. But in reality, these are girls that actually
have problems with Cardi B. So this is all very calculating for Nicki. But what really irritates me about this record is they sound a mess. The only one sound good was JT. You know, we're going to get to JT too, by the way, because she did something recently that kind of just had me look at her a little. I mean, you can't blame her. She's young. But recently, JT was Facebook, Instagram Live with Nicki Minaj. And mind you, anybody that knows that JT is one of the main girls from the City Girls that used to post things on Twitter about Nicki. And when Cardi did the remix to that twerk record with her in Miami, you know, she was sending subs and throwing shade at Nicki. And now, all of a sudden, she's King Nicki. And Nicki really schooled her. Like, she schooled her in that Instagram Live.
Yes,
and just made her, like, it just made her look like a little girl. Look like, girl, you just kind of jump on whatever you want to jump on at the moment. Because you didn't really mess with okay about Nicki a couple years ago. Now you're like,
it was,
you know.
Now let me tell you, this how, like, when City Girls was starting, when they started reaching their prom, let me say that, that was when ACT UP came out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, the first person, you know, JT was gone. Right? Nobody knew about half of the stuff JT was doing. And needless to say, Yachty was trying to put her on because that was when her and Lil Yachty was together. And Yachty was trying to push her into, you know, the limelight. He was pushing some of the songs. Y'all don't know. He's a great writer. Some of your best songs, some of the hits, Yachty is behind them. And they were together. And when she went to jail, Yachty dipped off, but that's another story. That's a whole other story in itself. We'll get into that later. But while she was in jail, Miami had to pick up, you know, she had to hold it together for the both of them. I mean, Miami. Mind you, Miami was pregnant too while JT mm-hmm. was gone, right? So now we just got thrust into the limelight. And you locked up. So now I got to hold it down for us, right? Meanwhile, Miami going through her own, you know, stuff. She done had her baby. JT gets, you know, Cardi jumps on. Like, yo, I got y'all, right? Cardi jumped in there. Cardi was rising. Now, this is still during the height of the Nicki and Cardi B. This is around the time that Nicki and Cardi was with, where they did the, I forget the song that they did with the Migos. And they came and they was in the same video, but that even that turned into conflict. That was around the same time, right?
Yeah, the time that Migos had Nicki on the record that she had no idea Cardi was going to be on.
Right. The Migos dropped their album. Right? So Cardi is just like Nicki is schooling Cardi, and this is the thing that I don't get. You can see there's receipts, and if you go back and you look, you can see numerous times that this beef could have been ended. Yeah, right? But you got things like the Met Gala when they got into it with it's the middle people like Raleigh with the on-site blog, something we talked about last episode. You got the instigators,
you know,
there.
Those are the little thugs that's on Nicki's payroll.
Right. Her hate girl.
Like, Nicki's bodyguard. Like, anytime Nicki got to go somewhere,
right.
I look with Cardi.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Nicki is not
exactly.
Bodyguard. Nicki ain't a fighter. You know, she's not a gangster. She doesn't
come
carry
on. If
guns,
Nicki was if Nicki was built like that while she ain't had it, she should have kept that same energy for Remy. Right?
Oh, she wasn't.
She, come on. You ain't even had the same energy for Remy. We don't believe you. You need more people. I'm not convinced. And the thing about it is you got some of the greats coming out. The greats coming out saying, we would have never did this. We would have never done this. I mean, we had our little beasts and stuff. But ultimately, nah, this right here, like, you got the younger generation coming out, and some of these artists are not in the same category. None of them are really in the same category. All of them have their own sounds. You get what I'm saying?
So oh, yeah.
It looks more than calculated. It looks like Miss Thang sat home and gathered up her resources she gathered up her resources and picked the right time to start some shit and dragged anybody and everybody she could in the midst of that bullshit. In the midst of it.
Something kind of off subject, but I definitely want to hit on before we go back to break. Can we really just talk about Britney Spears for a moment? Because first of all, understand that I am a crazy Britney Spears fan. So when the whole conservative court dates and all this was going on, I was definitely team Britney. Very heartbreaking what her father did and even her sister and that whole mess that the people that supposed to really been her support really became like her almost a prison, financially, mentally, physically. And so, you know, Britney, she has rights to her life now and can do what she wanted to do. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just selfish. I was just waiting for, like, old Britney to come out with the, you know, toxic vibes and the new album and all the things. But Britney's been really cutting up, like, to the point where I feel like, dang, what's our father right there under this conservatorship?
Yeah, those vibes, but also I feel like she, imagine being locked up for 40 years and you just coming out, and before you went in, there was no cell phones, no internet, no streaming, no YouTube like that, no Twitter like that. None of this stuff really existed. And you just breaking out the box and trying to figure out all of it, right? You got so much you want to say. There's so much you want to... That woman probably went crazy. So now she done broke out the box. And she's still trying to find her way, but even though she broke out that box, that was only one box. She still probably got three or four of them beside her. Because you see, where the fucking Kevin Federline? We ain't heard about him this whole Britney's. And where the fuck he come from?
Like, he's like fighting her sons against her.
Go ahead. Huh?
He's fighting her sons against her. Kevin Federline. Because she's been getting into it with her son. You know, they're coming of age now, and the things they're saying about how she dresses and things like that, that's not them talking, that's Kevin talking. You know, just making her out to be this, that, and third when he benefited greatly from Britney Spears and everything.
Right.
So that's a whole fiasco. What about, did you hear about that fight with August Ospina and Tory Lanez? And Tory beat August. And, of course, Tory's like, I don't know what he's talking about. Because Tory, he does that. He shoots people. He denies it. He beats people up and denies it. And I feel like, isn't August
Tory he's been wild.
This is kind of like, I don't know. He's
like,
given almost Martin went away to that convent, and he had, like, the afro with the pieces of trash in his hair and shit. Like, it's given that. Like, it's given, like, something's not right there with the August, ever since the Jada thing. So, are we going to blame Jada? Possibly. But
August was on that before the whole Jada debacle came out. August was on that. He was there. In my eyes, nothing has changed. It just, he had been gone. August was out when Trinidad James was out, all right? And we hear from August few and far between. So that whole Jada debacle, that whole situation with the entanglement, that was just another outburst. Because you gotta look at it. We still, is there any new music coming out? Like, it was
no.
I mean, you had Jada had her tape. Jada had her table talk. They had a couple, you know, a couple of things. That was, and I feel like this isn't a rule in the entertainment, in the music industry, in any industry you can really, really walk into when it comes to this music and stuff. There's no such thing as bad publicity. There's no such thing as bad publicity. So no matter what hit the airwaves, you can have that bad stuff hit up, and then you drop it, you got projects coming out, you got this, that, and the third. Anything you got happening, it's going to be your promotion. No matter who it is, like, somebody going to get paid. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So even in the past, they got a check off of that. He got a check off of that. And now from this, you don't think that Tory Lanez attacking August Alsina the way that he did, and then the person that was holding the whole tour, that they were on together, came out and made his own video and said it was an attack. You don't think it's about to be a settlement? August going to get paid. He's going to get a check from that.
Oh, yeah,
get a check from that.
Well, honey, we definitely going to be watching and paying attention to see what goes on with next for August. And I can't stand the boy that beat him up, that rapper. Tory, the producer slash rapper.
And when we about to go to break. And then when we come back, we're going to get more into that, and then we're going to move in. We got Miss Megan Thee Stallion. We're going to talk about that, leading into that. And then we got a couple of more things we want to put out there. So y'all sit tight, relax. We'll be right back. This is Gossip and Hip Hop. Yes, sir.
I bet good luck in here.
Say, just make me believe it. Just make me believe it. Believe you won't deceive me.
Everything gon' be okay. Then if I come out, let everything I did, could you still punish me? Don't act it a long time ago. If so, let me know. If I propose, would you say no? Would you break my heart? Would you embarrass me or play your part? Baby, don't fall. My heart is yours.
You got some power, pussy power. You got some power, pussy power. The flow is yours, the time is ours.
Hey, you can believe me or you don't. You can believe me or you won't. If you leave me, I'm skull and bones. I'm dead, baby, you told me. You told me that you'd kill me if I fuck up. You told me I'm a lucky motherfucker. You love him, but you never ever trust him. You never ever trust me. There's two sides to the story, and that girl got a good PR. I knew we never make it far, because I like my bitches black and mama tar. Tell me you love me, cause I know they won't. They wanna pay them for the photo shoot. Put them aside, baby, I notice you. My niggas like, baby, they hype you. My family like it, yeah, they like you.
she Skype to you. She wanna know what did you say the way to her.
Just let me believe it.
Yes, yes, yes. It's your girl AO and Grayson. We are back with Gossip and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know the artist? Sing that song.
Yes, that is Party Next Door, Believe It, featuring Rihanna. Miss Thang.
Rihanna's on that song?
Yeah, that's
Rihanna
on that hook.
I know it's a popular record, but like, really knew sung the song. I had no idea like Rihanna was on the record. And
yeah,
Rihanna, you know, I'm hearing that she has a couple songs on the Black Panther soundtrack.
And she getting ready to, she getting ready to ramp up for the Super Bowl. Okay, Miss Rihanna, she's doing a halftime show for the Super Bowl.
She's on a lot of big things.
Wait,
I'm not back
out.
Yeah, I'm not too happy with this. I don't know if they actually got married, the husband, Rocky, ASAP Rocky. I don't like it for her. It's like, I get it, she loves him, but it's like, girl, you are such a successful woman. You have all this money, and this guy, what has he got going on? He's being locked up. He's flirting with bitches on stage and all this extra stuff that he's doing. It's just not a good look. I don't like that for Rihanna. Just like,
well, I don't, like, when it comes down to Rihanna, it's just always, after Chris Brown, the only other person that was really, had been a factor was Drake. And, you know, then she...
I'm glad you
brought him up. Drake.
Who was it? It was Drake. It was something that happened with Drake, Meek Mills, and... It was another artist. And they're, like, throwing shade at ASAP Rocky, saying, like, Rihanna's for the streets. Like, she, oh, that's your hoe. I thought she was everybody's hoe. And throwing all the shade on Twitter the other day. First of all,
yeah.
I can't send this ass niggas like that. I can't. Like, you know, say, for instance, if Drake and Rihanna slept together or whatever, why do you got to make a point to kind of throw it out there and make her out to be a hoe? Because she fucks with your whole ass. Because I can't stand you, Drake. And I can't wait till you go down for them little girls. Okay? If you think we haven't been catching on, your ass is going down fucking
mm-hmm.
little white girl.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
You know he brought that girl Spice. You know, it's like these rappers.
Yeah,
rappers.
I was just about to say something about the Spice girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He flew her out to California being a
Spice Girl.
Because he's a trick. He's a trick-ass nigga. Just like the rapper Lil Baby, he's a trick-ass nigga. You know, it is what it is. I mean, Lil Baby, he was in the headlines because he paid the bitch $16,000, you know. He didn't pay her to have sex with her. He paid her to leave. So, I mean, it is what it is, but they trick-ass niggas. And it's like, which is okay,
mm-hmm.
but shade at the girl.
They out there throwing that bag to get that. Yeah.
Exactly. And Meek Mills, he's just in the mix because he still can't get over Nicki. Nicki, I really believe Meek Mills loved Nicki. He would have married Nicki. But Nicki, that was just an opportunity for her. That was somebody to make fucking Safari jealous. And, you know, she played a game with Meek Mills
because
and just played
it started,
and ooh.
That whole... And I feel the same way, exactly what you just said, because the reason why Nicki broke up with Safari allegedly was because Meek told her that, yeah, he be fucking these bitches, and showed it, like, I guess he showed her a video, or sent her a video of Safari with these fucking these bitches, you get what I'm saying, and that's how the shit blew up, but you know, Meek's motive always was to get Nicki. He, from his younger days, if you listen to his song, all in his songs, all he kept talking about was Nicki.
He wouldn't want no damn Nicki. He think Nicki is one of the ones you think you want until you get her.
Yep.
And he'll get her.
Yep.
That's the mess.
Yep.
I couldn't imagine. Like, I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends because I feel like Nicki's husband now, he don't play that shit. He don't really play. I mean, you don't see him much now since Nicki got that new management. You don't see her husband at all. It's almost like, you know, they like to keep him in the back somewhere because of, you know, all those allegations he had going on back when he was a teenager.
And yeah, Mr. Petty. He still, well, he was her management team from what I understand before. And then she just, she got new management when, yeah, because he had, I mean, she was already dealing with the allegations from the things that was going on with her brother and him being locked up and convicted over child pedophilia and sexual assault. So she already had that there. And then this stuff come up with Mr. Petty. But, you know, yeah.
He was just, I feel like Nicki Minaj's husband is child, well, we talk about their business, I talk about mine. See, he reminds me of my ex-husband. Like, he's very jealous. He's very just aggressive towards Nicki. You can see how he act, like, when she was at the carnival. And, you know, carnival, the girls wear little feathers. And being Nicki. Nicki, that's her fucking brand. That's who she is. She's always been Nicki Minaj.
Yep.
You know, that's kind of fucking Minaj. But now, he's in a picture, and he's throwing all kinds of, telling people to get away from her, and don't touch her, and getting all kind of, I feel like he's probably possibly, allegedly, I don't know, I just feel like I don't know what's going on behind them doors, because I have been hearing that, at the same time, allegations with her husband and the assistants, okay, can we go there? Because it's
right.
A mess for me. Like, what's up with this shit? Like,
right.
that was Justin Bieber and Yummy. You know, speaking of Justin Bieber, I really feel like he aged well. Like, his career, you know, is some people, you know, when you on top, you're never really on top, and when they come down, they crash. But with him, he really kind of just mellowed into his new, you know, his legendary seat. He got his beautiful wife. He's looking nice. He's looking like, I like the style he's going with. It's very urban. It's kind of Negro, but not really. No, I like that for Justin Bieber. But you were talking about Megan Thee Stallion, because we know that she's just had a big live
the SNL
show. She had a announcement to make.
Yeah, she had an SNL debut. You know, it's been like few and far between, but everyone once in a while, we make it stays on top. She's been on top as far as the headlines. She in headlines and music and everything goes. She makes sure she's up there. But in between all of that going on, you know, you still have to, everything on the back end as far as what we was talking about earlier with Tory Lane shooting. But she moved on. Now she's with you know, Cardi, which is a big writer. He's an artist, but he's a big writer behind the scenes for a lot of artists too. And then, you know, now she just made her debut on SNL. And I don't know how many of you, if you haven't seen that, go back and look at the clips from that, especially like her performances and stuff. Her performance, needless to say, I don't know how many of you caught it, but it was very detrimental and forwarded towards the mental health movement. She was basically telling like, look, let me tell y'all how I feel right now and what's going on. And look, this is what's going on today, and this is how I've been feeling. You catch it or you don't catch it.
Oh, yeah.
So
and plus her. Sorry, she announced, of course, that she's taking a break. She said that she is mentally and physically exhausted. And the breaks are good, especially now that her contract is over with that 5100, I don't know, whatever the name is. And they're the ones that, the same label that has that rapper. What's her name?
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't think of this. I never can think of anybody's names. The young girl who got that busted, Erica Banks. Yeah, so remember they put Erica out and had her pop in directly after Megan. So she had the same thing going with the whole... A lot of rappers do these days with the whole sexy thing. And
I mean, I would have took a break. She made that day while she was making that debut on SNL and stuff. She had people chasing her house. They went in there and wiped her whole house out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Her house did get wrong.
Yeah, they went in there and wiped her out in the contract. I'm making my debut on SNL and somebody go in my house and wipe me out. Yeah, I'm finna take a break. Fuck all this shit right now.
Sometimes it's just a
like, you get what I'm saying?
Going on one time. But you know, it's so funny when, you know, I'm so OCD that when you bring up house robbery or burglary, why everybody act like we totally forgot about Kim Kardashian and think that her house got burglarized? I feel like Kim
Paris,
should have got locked
up. Was that Paris?
Baiting. Okay.
She was
tied herself up and...
Yeah, and kidnapped, robbed and kidnapped. Her house was burglarized and she was robbed and kidnapped. Absolutely not. Okay, because that went away like quickly.
Oh,
and
they
now
paid
she's
for that
though. Like,
and listen, you know, I really do like Kardashian. A lot of people don't like her, but I've grown to like her. Who I don't like and can't stand is her now ex-husband, Kanye West. I can't stand Kanye. I love to meet some Kanye West. He was like the number one, not number one, I mean, love him like that, but he was cool. I really thought he is very talented, very intelligent. I love seeing his meteoric rise to success. But he's just, you know, the more money you get, the more magnified your personality is. And so that asshole he's always been is kind of like unstoppable. Because he has billions of dollars. He's harassing Kim Kardashian because she don't want to be with his ass anymore. He
He has mental issues out of this world. He's a narcissist, manipulative guy in the media. He uses the media and fans to kind of spread the narrative that he put out when it came down for him. And mind you, my begin of not liking Kanye was when he stood up in support of Donald Trump. People forget about shit. I don't forget about stuff like that. That was just like a thing to us brown people. Like, how dare you, Kanye? I can't stand motherfuckers like him. You know, I got completely where his black ass came from. And I mean, rest in peace with his mom. I, losing your mom, that's something I cannot possibly fathom. But we're not going to keep using that excuse. Oh, he lost his mom. A lot of people lose their damn parents, okay? We're not going to make one excuse at this point. Kanye needs to be rectified, okay? And speaking of which, the banks don't even want his money no more at this point. He's about to be stashing money in houses like Rock, okay, from Raising Kane. He's about to be sticking money in the mattresses. And which really is a good idea. Which really is a good idea, because the banks don't even want his money. He's got lawsuits against Gap, which I'm on his side with, because they are trying to take his creations and things. Because, you know, fashion was a big thing for Kanye. It meant a lot to him to be able to express himself in fashion. Even though some of his fashions are a bit boisterous, it's really definitely iconic in a sense of changing the scope of the fashion industry. I feel like he doesn't get a lot of credit, but it's really caused a lot of...
It's just the other fuck shit. It's just the other fuck shit. He's a great artist.
Such a great artist, such a talented person. But
you got to look at it. You see why him and Donald Trump get along so much?
Of course.
You see how? Because... when it comes out of
the same
guy, they're both great business people, but on the other side, what God dang, listen, what the hell is going on? How do you switch up like that? It's like you can tell, it's like two different personalities or two different situations, because on the business side, it get done. But when it comes to having common sense and regular everyday, bruh, it's like, just don't say nothing else. Just go to sleep, wake up, and go to work. At this point, just don't say nothing else. Just go to work and don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
He's just running his mouth. He's exposing people. He recently just said that somebody slept with somebody's girlfriend. I don't know. But he's just always just throwing people.
Drake slept with the Kardashian mom with Chris. That was
Chris, which I believe, because Chris is such a black dick grab. You know how the Kardashians is? They love a black dick. And I don't blame them, because I love a black dick too. So I'm not hating on the bitches. But you know, Chris, she had to go for Drake, because he probably was around. She was drinking. He probably was at some fucking New Year's Eve party or some shit. And child, who knows? And Drake's such a fucking weirdo. I really think I ain't gonna go into Drake. I need to just back away from him.
We gonna go to break. We about to go to break.
Stay tuned.
See you. We'll be right back. Y'all keep it locked. This is Gossip and Hip Hop with Miss AO. Let's go.
Black sheep standing on my own truth. Mirror all at your dome like a mom got. What you want? All I gotta do is call Mook. Then he called Trey. Get the boys bring us all What the fuck? You thought my reign was over? Listen, it's the queen. They call me the transphober. Yeah, you know why. Hard knock is on my shoulder. Group full of thugs, best with 2 cents and one boner. Listen, Mirror all. It's Vixen. What the fuck, what? shit. Girl, multi-fascinated. Went to school of hard knocks, now I graduated. Fuck the lies, heavy stories is exaggerated. Try to take my good name, don't wanna see me make it. You a fraud, these niggas is retard. These hoes is overrated, kinda like a lease car. Call me Talibu, I'm gone, Tiger and Sean. Moving like a pawn, cross the board like a swan. What's the fucking tea? Sipping on a Snapple. Laughing at you hoes, packing when I travel. And I keep my wool deep like a Rube Calabo. Couple Mack trucks, nigga, all we do is drag them. Said you don't know, nigga, now we do. Like my rocks cold, like my furs too. And I keep some pretty queens on your balls blue. Have the cash when you ready, have them call you. Yeah. Fixin'.
Yes, yes, that was your girl A.O. Hard Knock Classic. We are back with Gossip and Hip Hop.
What's going on, Gray? Are you caught up? Are you caught up with your bra?
We had a lovely show. Hard Knock. You know Hard Knock is one of my all-time favorites. Like, I can never get enough of Hard Knock.
You know, Lucy had just randomly gave me this beat. She said, I need you to do something with this record. And it was one of those beats that, like, sometimes you get beats where you got to kind of sit on and get some beats that you get and you just, I wrote this song in probably like 45 minutes. Like, it just brought the words out.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. For real, do it.
Definitely shout out to Lucy and definitely rest in peace to Mama Mamie, who passed away last week. She was definitely very detrimental for the community, and she also was a VJ on Street Smart Radio. So we definitely want to send our prayers and thoughts out to all her family, friends, and loved ones. She was a wonderful lady, did some great work. So send all of out to Mama Mamie.
Indeed.
Well, that was a great show. We thank you all for tuning in. Gray, is there something you wanted to end with before we roll out?
The only thing I have for you guys, I thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. Follow Miss Ayola. We're going to put all the links. Follow Street Smart Radio on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Follow us. You can even catch us on Block here on Block Talk Radio. We coming with new content. We got more interviews coming. Whole next game.
Yes.
We up. Thank y'all once again.
Make sure you
And that's it.
More importantly, follow Street Smart Radio. Y'all ain't got to worry about following me because I ain't got nothing for you. If it ain't on Street Smart Radio, leave me the hell alone, because y'all not going to be bothering me. I ain't got no gossip, no tea, no juice. There's no entertainment.
And
there's nothing for you to gossip on right now. But come in 2022, new businesses, new opportunities, and we are here, as always. It's your girl, A.O.
Thank y'all again. We out.
Sure. Y'all be safe.
See, there they go, playing in my face.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. No broke shit, that broke shit get old. And don't give me run no hoe shit, these hoes get too